Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Awesome. Hey, everybody. You got JLD, and today I'm KO. How's that? So listen, man, the party's going to get started here, and we do have some incredible giveaways. We have some t-shirts, some books. But John, when we chatted a few days ago, you blew my mind when you said that this is the modern day Think and Grow Rich. Tell us the backstory as we get started today.
So that's an audacious statement, I understand. And I love the book, Think and Grow Rich. I absolutely love what Napoleon Hill put together over the course of his lifetime. And it was one of the first books that I ever read. And I truly loved it for that reason. Mm-hmm. And it was super inspiring to me that he went around to like 30 or 50 other entrepreneurs and just interviewed them in person and learned from them and applied the principles and came up with all these great ideas. And I said, well, you know, what have I been doing over the past decade? I've been going around and I've interviewed over 3,000 of the world's most successful entrepreneurs over the past decade. I've built Entrepreneurs on Fire into a media empire that has over 100 million listens, over 1.4 million monthly listens of the show. And, you know, it's a business as well that's thriving. I mean, we just published our 91st monthly income report in a row of over $100,000 of net profit. So it's a successful business venture to boot, as they would say in Canada.
Yes.
So right. You know, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, the reality is I do believe this is the modern day Think and Grow Rich, because this is me boiling down the 17 core foundational principles that these 3,000 successful entrepreneurs all share, and then putting them into a chronological step-by-step roadmap, step one to step 17, okay, to get financial freedom and fulfillment. And brother, I can brag about this book and I can be audacious with my comments about this book, because absolutely, this book, it's not my genius. It's not my brain. This is a little pea-sized army officer brain right here. is charged forward. This book is the genius of the 3,000 plus successful entrepreneurs that I've interviewed over the past decade. All I did was distill it into this format, into this common path to uncommon success, into this 17-step roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. That's all I did. Now, I'm not going to say I didn't work hard. I mean, I spent 480 hours writing the book. I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of hours interviewing people like yourself, Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, all these amazing entrepreneurs to learn the knowledge to put in this book. But now it's here and it's for everybody. And that's why I'm just on such a mission to gift this book to the world, because I just want people to get this 17-step roadmap to start to put their financial freedom and fulfillment on hyperdrive.
That's so good. That is so good. By the way, people are just pouring on the love here. And I say that because no one can fake that. Like when people say JLD, John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneur on Fire, there's immediate brand recognition. You've given so much. So since 2012, is that when it started?
2012, that was the day I launched.
2012, and for the rare person who says, I don't even know who JLD is, rare person, by the way, why did you go with a daily podcast when that was like the farthest, that was a moonshot? Why did you do that moonshot?
Because it was my only chance. It was truly my only chance. Because listen, I was very cognizant and very aware that I was not going to be a good podcast host when I started. I had never done it before. I never interviewed people before. I didn't know how to conduct a conversation. I was going to be a poor interviewer for a significant amount of time. But then I looked back at my life and I said, what have I become good at in my life? And I listed a few things off, you know, some sports things, some this, some that. And the way I became good, Carrie, was by putting in the reps, by actually waking up in the morning and doing that thing, by doing the work. So I said, am I going to get good at something doing it once a week? No, why not get audacious and crazy and do this every single day? Because number one, I know that as a consumer of podcasts, I wished that there was a daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. Like I wanted that to exist in the world and it didn't exist. So I knew that was a void, that was a niche that needed to be filled. And I said, why can't I be the person to fill that void? And what I loved, by the way, Carrie, both my mentor, Jamie Masters, whom I love, and she gave me so much great advice, and my mastermind leader, Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast man, both said, don't do a daily podcast. You will fail. Nobody wants it. You'll get overwhelmed. It will just not succeed. And instead of taking that bit of advice, I listened to my heart, to my gut, and I said, I want to become a good podcaster. I've got to do it every single day. I want to build my network, not slowly, but quickly. So I've got to interview an amazing entrepreneur every single day. I know the truth of the quote by Jim Rohn, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I want to surround myself with 30 amazing people every month, not just four. And again, I knew that it was a void in the marketplace that had to be filled. And so I said, if the best people in my industry right now tell me that it can't be done and I figure out a way to do it, think of the opportunity. That was the opportunity right there.
That is so big.
I launched in September of 2012, the first daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs right here, Entrepreneurs on Fire. And Carrie, it was the best daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs the day that it launched. It was also the worst daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs the day that it launched. I was the only daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. I had the first mover advantage and I never let it go.
It's so good, man. Listen, we're going to be dropping, in the words of JLD, value bombs. See? See? So that was one of them. And that was that you listen to your gut rather than your mentors. And that's a little bit edgy. I love what this person says here. They're messing with you, maybe. I don't know. If you haven't listened to episode one, you should. He isn't kidding.
Oh, no. Rob is being serious. Listen, I was terrible. I mean, I had no passion behind my voice. I had no diction, no tonality. Listen, I have studied the greatest people over the last 10 years. I've learned from them. I've implemented their greatness into the way that I talk, the way that I present, the way that I communicate. It's taken me a decade of hard work to get to where I am now. And so I look back with pride at episode one, at episode 100, where I was just a terrible podcast and a terrible speaker, because guess what? It shows how hard I've worked to improve. And that's what people, Carrie, reach out to me and they say, John, like, how can I grow my podcast audience? Should I spend more money on Facebook ads? Should I like spend more time like getting my website better? Should I spend more time like all these?
And I'm like, shortcut. They want a shortcut, right?
I go, how about instead of that shortcut you just asked about, how about you spend your time becoming a better podcast host? How about you spend more time of your time honing your interview skills, becoming a better communicator, better presenter? Because these are people, Carrie, that are coming to me that want to become a better podcaster. Yes. And they're asking me for all the other ways to do it. And I'm like, here's the problem. Until you become a great podcast host, you're not going to have a great podcast. And until you have a great podcast, people that come and listen aren't going to subscribe, aren't going to stay, aren't going to listen, aren't going to follow, aren't going to recommend it to their friends. Mm. You're spending all this time driving people to a subpar product, because that's what most people's podcasts are when they start. Yeah. It's mine was too. You're going to drive them to a subpar product. And you're going to keep it subpar because you're not continuing to work and put in the reps and hone your skills. So I'm saying, why not go all in on something? Why not find one thing that you can focus on, follow one course until success, become the best solution to that problem, and then you'll win? Because, Carrie, people will beat a path to the doorstep of the number one problem, a solution to their problem, and they will ignore the second best solution into infinity. People want the best solution to a real problem. So lucky for me, my podcast that I was a very poor podcast host on for a significant amount of time at the beginning of my journey, still won, was still successful because I was the only solution to a real problem. I found a real problem. People wanted a daily podcast and it didn't exist. So I was the only show in town. I mean, it was just Entrepreneurs on Fire or nothing. And guess what? Not everybody wanted to listen to a daily podcast. I wasn't trying to have a podcast for everybody. I was trying to have a podcast for the people that wanted it, the daily podcasters, the daily listeners that wanted that show waiting for them. I was one of them.
That is so good. folks, check it out. You got people that are saying, freaking true, JLD, what am I face? You listen, this is great already. Folks, I want you to post already what you learned. We're just getting started. In fact, let's take people right to your Amazon page because...
Let's do it. And let me talk to RB while you're doing that too. She says, love it. Right. What solution are people getting from my podcast? So RB, exactly. That should be the question you're asking, because if you can provide the best solution to a real problem via your podcast, via your product, via your service, via whatever it is you're doing in this world, you are going to win because people want the best solution to a real problem. So if your podcast can provide the best solution to a real problem, you're going to win. And if like you're like, well, right now where I'm at, I just can't. It's because you're not niche enough. You've got to identify a niche that's not being served. Find a void that's not being filled. Find a problem that's not being solved within your big idea that you have in this world. What problem is not being solved? Be the best at solving that one single problem. That's how you start. That's how you get momentum, traction. It's a wedge carry. That's how you wedge in, get that elusive momentum, and then you can blow things up down the road. Is Entrepreneurs on Fire now just a daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs? It's a media empire. 100 million listens, $20 million in revenue generated with a team of 5 people, myself, Kate, and 3 virtual assistants. I wedged in with by being the best solution to a real problem, and then I blew stuff up, and you can too.
That is so good. Wow. People, we haven't even talked about the book yet. And Linda's already saying
she 2 weeks ago
pre-ordered it.
Linda, you must have all 3 of your journals already.
She does. In fact, we're going to talk about bonuses here in just a second.
Just so you know, Gary, the physical journals ended on March 12th.
I know. Certain people are going to only get the digital. So let's talk about this. First of all, already a bestseller. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be hitting some big lists here.
Yeah, I mean, you go down. This is like, I'm like ranked in like the top 2,000 right now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So let's go down and you got, I mean, look at these.
Gary
credentials, here. Yeah. Why do you think all these people, Gary V, Dory, Neil, Seth, why do you think they reached out and said, absolutely, I'm endorsing this? Let's talk about you, John, because I really always say that people endorse other people.
True.
So, yes, they love the book, but you've found a way to add value to influencers. How have you done that?
So let me go back to 2012. This was literally the quote that shook me to my core, Cary. I was in my 6th year of struggle, of not being super happy, of not being successful. You know, I was out of the military at 26 years old. During my military experience, I did a 13-month tour of duty in Iraq as a tank commander in charge of 4 tanks, 16 men, lost 4 of my men during that year, during that 13-month deployment. So in my later 20s, I dealt with some PTSD, some depression. I struggled in business and life. I was not able to find a career that was working for me. It was 6 years, brother. It wasn't a snap of the fingers. It was 6 years of me struggling. And finally, at 32 years old, after those 6 years of struggling, I got to this point where I was like, I'm going to start reading the right books. I'm going to start surrounding myself with the right people.
Sure.
And that led me to identify and to find a quote that literally slapped me in the face, which was Albert Einstein, who said, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. And that rocked me to my core, Cary, because I was like, wait a second. I thought the whole point of life was to chase success, was to become successful. What is Big Albert Einstein saying here? I don't get it. I don't understand what he's saying. And it took me a couple of days to process it. Like, it really did. Fortunately, my little, again, tiny pea brain of an U.S. Army officer's brain was able to process it after a couple of days and be like, oh. Like, he's saying to become a person of value in this world. I haven't been doing anything that's been of value in this world, really. I've just been too busy chasing success, fame, and fortune. So that's when I committed to changing, Cary. I said, you know what? I'm putting a flag in the sand. I don't know what it is I'm going to do next, but whatever it is that I do next, I'm going to become a person of value. I'm going to provide value to the world. That planted the seed to launch Entrepreneurs on Fire a couple months later, which has been nothing but free, valuable, and consistent content to the world for 3,000 episodes for a decade, which is why there's been over 100 million listens. Now, that massive audience that I built, allowed me to bring Seth Godin onto my podcast, which gives him a huge voice for what he wants to talk about in the world. Gary Vaynerchuk, Neil Patel, Tim Ferriss, Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins' team just reached out to me yesterday. They're like, John, Tony's doing 5 interviews total for his upcoming launch. You've been identified as one of the 5. He would love to come on if you'll have him. And I was like, I'll think about it. No, I said, yeah. So my point is like, I've built a platform based on being a person of value. And because, you know, I've been a person of value, there's such thing called reciprocity.
Yes.
I've been so much value to Gary Vaynerchuk, to Seth Godin, to Neil Patel, to Erica Mannion, to Dory Clark over the years. That when I reached out for an endorsement, they were like, absolutely. I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk, if you've ever read his book, which, you know, has a pretty similar color scheme to this actually called Crushing It. He talks about me in the introduction. I'm the only person he mentions in the introduction as an entrepreneur. And then he features me for the entire chapter of chapter 14 in the book. Like, I'm the entire chapter of the book Crushing It. What's amazing about that is 8 years prior to that book launched in 2016 or 17, I think, I read the book Crushing It. And I was like, Crush It, which was his book. And I was like, this is unbelievable. Like, that helped open my mind up to opportunities. And then 8 years later, I'm featured in that book, you know,
so
in the introduction, in chapter 14. And, you know, now, of course, I ask him for a endorsement, and, you know, it's right there on the cover of my book. You know, JLD is the real deal. Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, his full endorsement's a lot longer than that. It's actually, I featured John Lee Dumas in my book Crushing It because he's the real deal and he puts in the work. Read this book and you'll have the tools to crush it too. And my proudest part, by the way, about that endorsement was Gary telling the world that I put in the work, because that guy's a workhorse. So,
yes.
So game recognizes game. And like, when he, you know, is telling me this hard, incredibly hard worker that Gary is, that I put in the work, like, I take that as a big compliment.
Oh, that's huge. That is huge. Well, John, I got to speak to your character. And by the way, we are going to tell people in a few minutes how they can go to Puerto Rico with you. So that is like the legit.
Let me stop in on that real quick, because Kate would actually be disappointed if we don't at least give a little shot of Gussie Poo right there. Because if you come to Puerto Rico, you're going to get to hang out with that golden doodle Gus right there. He is just such a doll.
That is awesome. Now, is Kate around you right now, or is she at a different location?
She is right through this wall on this live stream right now.
Well, she's commenting, which is fantastic. By the way, congratulations. There's so many cool things we got to talk about today, but one of them is recent engagement.
I just put a ring on that finger Christmas Day.
Big congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Big congratulations. So let's talk about the trip to Puerto Rico first. So what's the page? You popped it in and we want to bring it up.
EOFIRE.com/bulk, BULK, EOFIRE.com/bulk. We actually were just conversing with one person today, just this morning, Mike Zeller, who's going to be coming to Puerto Rico, which is going to be a lot of fun. There's Kate. She came to say hi.
Hey, how you doing? Congratulations. Wow. Awesome. And you've been dating for 7, 8, 9 years. I don't even know.
Nine years.
Long time. All right. So we're going to bring up this amazing launch page here. And I know you've had some really cool teammates. Shout out to Cicely and Amber and all kinds of people. I mean, you brought in the people, but tell us about this bulk page. Walk us through this, John.
Yeah. So we wanted just to create a really cool reward experience for people that wanted to support our book by buying bulk orders, starting at 12 books, going all the way up to 1200. So, you know, we just put together more than just getting the books themselves. Like, you know, you can be part of a live virtual event we're putting on. And in addition to the 12 books you're getting, for 30 books, you know, you're going to get my 2 top courses, Podcasters Paradise and Real Revenue. You're also going to get a free copy of the Common Path to Uncommon Success audiobook, which I recorded on this microphone in this studio right here, which is going to be really cool. And if you order 75 books, you're actually going to get 6 sessions of value bombs, where I'm actually going to, over the course of 6 weeks, you'll be on a video with me and with Kate and the rest of my team going through the amazing parts of this book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success, plus everything else that we already just talked about, on top of this, the six sessions of Value Bombs. At 150 books, you're actually going to get a 1 hour virtual planning session with me about you and your business, which I don't do any one-on-one coaching anymore. Like, I've had people offer me ridiculous amounts of money. I just don't currently do that, but I put that aside now for this book, because for this book launch, I'm just committed to getting this out to the world. So we're going big with that. For 300 books, this is a crazy package. Actually, we sold out tier one immediately. Tier two, we have three of the five left. Us three are taken, so there's only two left out of the five. And that actually includes you being able to be a guest on Entrepreneurs on Fire. So you can see why those sold out so quick, because people are just okay, like, I get a chance to be an Entrepreneurs on Fire, 1.4 million monthly listens, like, that kind of makes sense. So we have two left on that. And we weren't even going to do a tier two. We had so many people inquiring about it. I'm like, we can make this happen for the good of the book. Let's do it. So yes, we're really going all out on that. And plus, you get 2 hours of one-on-one coaching with me, a 2 hour session, then a follow-up 1 hour session a month later. So that's why that tier, we probably just went overboard in that tier, to be honest. It'll be probably pulled by the end of today, because it's just, we're selling out like crazy. And then the next one that I was talking to the guy this morning who bought, this guy bought the 600 books, his name is Mike Zeller. So he's coming down to Puerto Rico, and he's going to do a full day with myself and Kate down here, just going through his business, having a life-changing experience with us. And we're going all out. So it's going to be a blast. And then there is the baller package, which is just one available. And that's going to be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like, you're coming, you're staying in our guest suite in our house here, which has the best view in all of Puerto Rico. Like, that's not even a joke. It's just the truth. And you're going to have a great time hanging out with myself and Kate, going through an amazing experience here in Puerto Rico, taking your business and life to the next level. You'll probably spend 3 minutes in my plunge pool that I just got installed. So get ready.
That's good. That is so good. Awesome, man. Well, listen, we have a lot of authors that are here. Tell us the psychology of how you've even stacked the bonuses, because I think there's people listening because they love JLD. There's people that are listening because they're like, wow, what's this big party about? And other people are authors saying, he's doing something crazy cool with his launch. Why and how did you stack things the way you did? Because I think there's a lot of lessons here.
Yeah. So as far as the bonuses went, we just said to ourselves, like, what is it that Fire Nation really wants? What is it that my audience really needs? Like, what is it that people that are going to read this book really going to be able to benefit from? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes down to it, it's something that I just haven't been willing to give for a long time now, which is access to me. Thing has time. And, you know, I love doing things like this so we can be scalable and leverageable and doing all this great stuff. Like, to me, like, this is how, this is a great use and a great way to spend my time. But, you know, as far as like having the direct access of just literally me being like, okay, I'm flipping off the JLD Entrepreneurs on Fire brain, and I'm flipping on the JLD for Kerry, you know, brain. We're like, I'm just focusing on you as an individual, your business, how can we make that happen? And we just wanted to make it exciting and fun for people too. It's like, you know, what would be an additional benefit to my readers, to people that buy this book, that's going to be appealing, that's above and beyond. That's why we had those six sessions of Value Bombs. It's going to be 6 weeks of a lot of fun conversations. And just having that mentality, like, that's kind of where we want to go. So, you know, we're already over 10,000 bulk orders that have been picked up, you know, from 12 books all the way down to the, you know, 600 book package. And the 1200 book package is still available for some crazy baller out there. Come on. I mean, we know that you have one Bitcoin out there. You can sell that one Bitcoin, and it's double the amount that it's going to cost to spend a weekend with me. So think about it.
John, let's talk about this here. Before we get on today, you are a hard worker. I know some authors are like, oh yeah, it was a really busy week. I was on two podcasts. Tell people, just so they realize, because you are going to hit some crazy lists. By the way, folks, I've pre-ordered multiple copies, but I have my audio, John. I am so excited because that thing drops, next week?
Yeah, Can I do a screen share? Because you're talking about like working hard, right?
Do a screen share. Let me
do a screen share. It says share screen. Okay.
Share with us.
I'm going to share that. Now tell me when you can see my calendar.
I cannot see it yet.
Okay. It says StreamYard is sharing a window. So it is telling me it's sharing the window.
It's sharing?
Well, I think you know. See, you gotta look in your room right there. You gotta choose that one.
Oh yeah. Look at you, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's there right. I am. And okay.
Do you see my calendar right now?
I do.
Okay. So look at this is tomorrow, Friday the 19th. So again, to that person who did two interviews, you know, in the last week, this is just one day. 19. Today is back to back all day today. I blocked out a big stretch for this. Look at yesterday, the day before. Look at the week before. This is all interviews on other shows. Boom. Oops.
Wow. Look at that.
Boom. The week before, this was a nuts week. Boom. These are all individual interviews right here that I've been locking in, you know, for the past, you know, look at this week. This was a 54 interview week. 54
interviews.
One week. And then the week before, still rocking it out. The week before that, you know, now we're moving into the early February, and then boom, this one was a three bagger the week before. And I see this goes all the way back into December. I've been putting in this kind of work. I'll hit stop sharing now and go back to StreamYard.
Why, John? I know it's because the message, but like, what do you want the book to do in people?
Yes. So listen, I truly do love my audience. Like whenever anybody from Fire Nation, like literally reaches out to me, like I have this, like this feeling of love for them because they're the reason why I've achieved financial freedom. My audience is the reason why I've achieved fulfillment. My audience is the reason why I've achieved uncommon success. And I will never forget that. It's because of my audience. It's because of Fire Nation. And so when they reach out to me and they have a problem, a struggle, an obstacle, a challenge that they're dealing with, I literally want to sit there and write 1,000-word response to them to solve their problem. Now, the problem with that is I get hundreds of thousands of those emails every day, week, and month. Like there's no
person
in time that you could ever spend to answer all these questions. But number two, when you answer that one, when you give people that one solution to their one problem in that moment, it's awesome. But now they're pink. They're going to hit that next problem because it's a roadmap. You know, we're going to have the next problem, and the next problem will always come up, which is why mentors are so amazing and being part of masterminds are so amazing because you can continue to evolve with each other and make that happen. So I said, I know exactly what my audience needs. I really do. Not because, again, it's my brain. It's because of the 3,000 brains that I've interviewed over the past decade, the 3,000 plus successful entrepreneurs, that I've been a mentee to all 3,000 of those mentors. I've implemented all of their genius into my business, which has now been a multi-million dollar a year business 8 years in a row. And now I'm able to take that knowledge. I boiled it down into what turned out to be 17 core foundational principles that every single successful entrepreneur shares, every one of them across the board. And then I put those 17 principles into a step-by-step chronological roadmap to financial freedom and fulfillment. And now for the first time ever, I can gift people the answer to what they're asking. I can say, this is the solution to your problem. Here it is. And did I spend 480 hours writing this book, which is what it took me? We can talk about my writing process later if you want.
Yes.
Did I spend 480 hours writing this book? Did I spend the hundreds of hours that you just saw that I showed you on my calendar being interviewed on other shows, both big and small, to make a dollar a book? Like, no. This book is not moving any needles for me financially, and it was never meant to. Like, I went with a traditional publisher. This is a book that, you know, I might be making a dollar copy. I really don't even know because it's just not the point of this. It's not going to move the needle for me. Like, I've built my financial war chest. Like, I have my massive revenue streams coming in every single month. This book solely is for my audience. It's solely for the individuals that need the solutions to their problems, the one that they're experiencing right now and the ones they're going to be experiencing down the line. So I sat down and wrote for 480 hours, these 17 steps, this roadmap to get all of the people that go through this process to financial freedom and fulfillment, because that's how much I care.
So it's amazing. And when Napoleon Hill was commissioned to help his generation that was definitely in poverty at the time, it was like this sacred trust. It was this huge burden. I mean, did you feel at all during this process that it was a burden?
I would never use the word burden, to be honest. I would say it was excruciatingly painful at times, because I'm not a writer. I mean, I'm a communicator now. I love doing this. This is what I call my zone of fire, having conversations with amazing people. I had an Entrepreneurs on Fire interview right before you. Before that, I was interviewed by Dan Miller of 48 Days.
Oh, yeah. Dan's great.
Loved having that conversation. He actually mentioned you by name and said how awesome you are. And then I have three more interviews later today for Entrepreneurs on Fire. Like, I can't, I'm looking forward to all of those conversations. Like, that's what I love doing. Writing's tougher for me. Like, it doesn't come as naturally. And I knew that I needed a professional editor. I knew that I needed a real publisher. I knew that I needed like a real launch team to do this right, because I wanted this message to be the right message. So I wrote every single word, like every single word of these 71,000 words I wrote. 273 pages, I wrote every one of them. And at times it was so tough, but I would never use the word burdened. I would also honestly use the word honor. It was honestly an honor to take the 3,000 plus conversations I've had with the world's most successful entrepreneurs, distill it down into the core 17 foundational principles that we all share as successful entrepreneurs, and then put it into a roadmap that now anybody can pick up and follow this roadmap. So this book, of course, by itself is amazing. It also comes with a wonderful course that
Tell us about the bonuses. Yeah.
Well, the bonuses are awesome, but you know, just by buying the book, you're going to get a course that I created. That's going to be a video course where I walk you through every single chapter as well, with some added commentary, some bonus commentary. Kate, who you saw if you were here a little bit earlier, for people that are watching this live, she has busted her butt creating this beautiful companion PDF guide as well. So you're going to get both of those just for the books. You're going to get a video course, which I call the success course, and you're also going to get this companion PDF guide as well. And now you're looking at, Carrie went to our bonus page. So right now we have 5 bonuses for people that pre-order the book. These bonuses actually disappear on Tuesday. They're gone forever. But bonus number 1 is a journal trio. We are literally going to immediately email you the digital packs of all 3 of my journals, the Freedom Journal, the Podcast Journal, and the Mastery Journal. We are going to email the beautiful digital packs of all 3 of those. Awesome. Now, the Freedom Journal, by the way, I created in 2016, has sold a ton, over a million dollars worth of journals, of this journal of how to accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. It'll take you through the process. The Mastery Journal I launched a year later. We did almost $300,000 in just the first 33 days of the Mastery Journal. The Freedom Journal did $453,000 in the first 33 days. The Mastery Journal did the 300 just a year later, and it's about how to master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. And then the Podcast Journal, we just immediately launched into Amazon, and it is a fantastic journal on how to create and launch your podcast in 50 days. And we're gifting all 3 of those, which is around $150 worth of real value, for everybody that pre-orders even just one book. And that's the Kindle, the hardcover, or the Audible version. I mean, I do recommend, if you're going to go with you want to go with the hardcover or the Audible version. This hardcover is beautiful. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can write in the margins. You can do some really cool stuff with it. The Audible version's awesome too. I recorded it right here in this microphone. I gave some special love to that. Bonus number 2, you're actually going to get a recording, because we've already done this now. So we did a 90-minute Ask Me Anything broadcast with everybody who had pre-ordered up to that point and has some fantastic questions. The recording is amazing. You get instant access to that, which you'll find very helpful. You're also going to get what's called the secret content. And this is where Kate and I got on a call, and we haven't shared this anywhere else. We're not going to. This is where we talk about the behind the scenes journey of launching this book. The traditional path, you know, our struggles with that, the pros and the cons, like we reveal the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there is some ugly in there. So get ready for that when you listen to the secret content. Bonus four is that companion workbook that I talked about. The case spent a ton of time working on this unbelievably crucial guide to ensure your success along this path to uncommon success. And then I actually, something we haven't even talked about yet, but something I've obviously mentioned, but it's relevant to what I'm about to say, is I've interviewed over 3,000 successful entrepreneurs. Yeah, that part. What I didn't say was that at every single step of the 17-step process, I sat down and I said, who best exemplifies this? Who of the 3,000 successful entrepreneurs, who best exemplifies this specific step? And I reached out to them, and because of the value of reciprocity, every one of my first requests for all 17 said yes. And they contributed to this book. So every chapter is a essentially three sections. Section one is, you know, what is that step? How to accomplish that step? The exercises, the templates, everything you need. Section two is how I did that step in my life, in my real world, for a real world example. And then step three is that amazing A plus entrepreneur comes in and contributes and shares how he or she implemented this step in their life, how he or she would recommend you implementing this step. And by the way, there's some like really interesting and sometimes even differing opinions between myself and the contributor, which I love, because it's not one way, you know, or the highway. Like there's multiple ways to do things. And there's some really cool aspects of that as well. So, you know, we're talking Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, Ramit Sethi, Russell Brunson, Jeff Walker, Stu McLaren, Hal Elrod, Ryan Levesque. I mean, it's just amazing the people that I reached out to. They all said yes. They all, you know, took a ton of time to give a meaningful contribution to this book. And it's in every single chapter.
Well, I want people to hear the multiple levels of lessons. I mean, one lesson is that you didn't wait until you had a need before you started investing in people. In other words, in your moment of need, JLD, which was the books coming out, people rushed to reciprocate the value that you gave to them. How important is that? Because there's a lot of people here that might be newer in the entrepreneurial journey, and they're basically saying, you know, other people exist to serve me. How wrong is that to have that type of approach?
To bring it back to that quote that changed everything for me, it's 180 degrees different from what you just shared. That quote by Albert Einstein, you know, was so clear of how you cannot try to become a person of success, but rather become a person of value. And again, that completely gave me a 180 degree flip of a view on the world, where I was like, well, I'm just chasing success. I'm going to do whatever I can to be more successful. Like I just
need to work harder,
get fame, get fortune, get money. It wasn't working for me. I didn't know why. I thought it was just on me. But what was on me was I was using the wrong strategy. The right strategy was not chasing success, not chasing fame and fortune, but what about becoming a person of value? What if I serve the world? And that great quote by Zig Ziglar,
yes,
you can get anything you want in this world if you get enough people what they want. And that's been my mantra for Entrepreneurs on Fire. It's like, how can I provide as many people as possible with what they want, what they need, the motivation, the inspiration, the strategies, the tactics, all of that, so that they can get what they want? How can I do that? And then let the chips fall where they may.
Wow. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away some shirts. We're going to give away some thermoses here. Of course, I want people to see if they've bought the book. So if you got JLD's book, if you pre-ordered it, type in the comments below. We're going to throw on some extra bonuses for those people who bought. So go ahead and say, got it. John Giganti here. He's one of ours. Awesome. So go ahead, type in there. John, I think people want to know how you wrote the book. You said your writing process. You hinted at it. Talk to us about that.
So to go back to what I was sharing earlier, I'm not a natural writer. Like, I've done a lot of emails and a little bit of this and a little bit of that over the years, but I'm not like what I would consider like a natural writer. So I had to really be intentional and, you know, really work at sitting down and writing this book. You know, I wasn't going to be the type of person that, number one, recorded things audibly and then gave it to somebody to transcribe. Yeah. And then that just wasn't going to work for me. I know that just within myself. So it just wasn't going to work for me. It works for some people. That's awesome. You know, I did at one point consider a ghostwriter, because I don't think anything's wrong with a ghostwriter. If you have, you know, a message you want to share and you maybe don't have the time to write that message. I interviewed a couple ghostwriters and I thought they were fantastic. It just ended up not being what I wanted to do for this. To me, this book had to come from me, the person who interviewed the 3,000 successful entrepreneurs, the person who could really then go out and just, you know, unabashedly promote this book, because I know every word in here I labored over. And so my process was this. I had a deadline from HarperCollins, you know, and that's one of the things, like, and I'll break this down. You know, we love transparency. I've been publishing my monthly income reports for 91 months in a row now. And, you know, we bring our lawyer on for a legal tip. We bring our accountant on for a tax tip. Like, we make them very valuable income reports. So we always share all. And so when I signed my deal with HarperCollins, they gave me an advance of $350,000. That's not a small chunk of change. And for a first time author, you know, that's a very healthy advance. And what did that do for me? That really made me realize that, hey, I need to deliver on this book. Like now I've got a company, HarperCollins, counting on me. I've got a publisher, an editor, and I've got a book launch team. Like, pressure's on, and I like it. Like, I want to be outside of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I had self-published 3 journals before. That was in my comfort zone. I wanted to go outside of my comfort zone. So boom, signed the deal, got the advance, got the team around me, deadlines were put in place. And then I said, okay, let's backwards plan. This manuscript is due August 15th of 2020. What do I need to do to get this book done?
Yeah.
Knowing that I only can write for about 2 hours a day. I knew my limitations. I was going to be able to sit down and write for 2 hours a day of high, high quality work and no more. The other stuff I put pen to paper on after 2 hours was going to be junk. Yeah. So I put those parameters in right away. And I said, okay, I have 8 months from today to write 2 hours a day to get to my 17 chapters, to get to my 17-step roadmap to completion. And so how I worked it out was I used the Pomodoro method. I woke up in the morning. I did my morning routine, which was, you know, walking my dog, exercising in my sauna, you know, meditating, journaling. And then before I did anything business-wise, the first thing I did was sit down in my first 2 hours of every day for 8 months was committed to writing this book. My brain was already going from my exercise that morning, and I sat down and I wrote for 2 hours. And I didn't just like have a 2-hour block. I broke it up into 2 sections using the Pomodoro method. I set my timer for 42 minutes, which I call a focus session. I hit start on the timer, which is important for your brain to see. The first couple seconds tick off the timer. So now you know you have a tight window that your brain's like, okay, I know I'm going to work hard, but I also know that I have recess coming up in 42 minutes. So I will work hard. Like, if you tell your brain to sit down and you're like, I'm going to write for 6 hours, your brain's going to find every excuse to procrastinate. But yeah, when you see 42, 41:59, 41:58, 41:57, you know that there's a limited amount of time that you have to get stuff done. You have a compressed window. It's called the Pomodoro effect. Mm. Very, very well researched study, and my brain goes into focus mode. And for those 42 minutes, I focused and I wrote. Ding, the timer went off. I had a mandatory 18-minute refresh session. During those 18 minutes, I would maybe read a book, maybe take Gus for another quick walk, but I couldn't do anything work-wise for those 18 minutes as I let my brain kind of
not scroll your phone, none of that.
Nothing. Like, nothing that would distract me or get me thinking about other things. Like, this was a refresh time. It had to be refreshing to my brain. And then I set my timer for 42 minutes. I pressed start and I did it all over again. And then once that timer went off, I was done. I was done for the day. My goal was to get somewhere between 500 to 1,000 words. If I was in that range, it was a win. And brother, August 14th, a day early, I sent in the 71,000 word manuscript. and I went on vacation.
So good. Wow. Wow. I love it. I love the tip there. So you didn't, I mean, like most things, John, you're always pushing. You know, I mean, who would have thought a podcaster would create journals? You know, who would have thought your courses, your income reports? Why are you always pushing the line?
I'm pushing the line because I believe in these words to the bottom of my core. All the magic happens outside of your comfort zone. We are always pushing the envelope and then accomplishing this feat. And then all of a sudden, this becomes comfortable now, you know, because now we're doing it. It used to be so stressful and so hard for me to do one interview. Now it's so easy and so natural and so comfortable for me to do 8 interviews in one day on my own show. Like it really is. It's my comfort zone. So, you know, instead of just us staying in our comfort zones and just continuing to, you know, essentially tread water, you're going to constantly be asking yourself, what can I do to push myself outside of my comfort zone? Mm-hmm. And that's what I always did. Like writing this book, like, was so outside of my comfort zone because I've never written a book like this before. I've done journals in the past. I have a very short book that I literally wrote in one weekend called Podcast Launch, which is just like, you know, this thick, but it just helps you, you know, launch your podcast. And that, you know, was a fun project, but it wasn't like this taxing thing. This has been, you know, going on years of, you know, my commitment. I mean, not to mention the 10 years that it took me to interview the 3,000 entrepreneurs, but, you know, the hundreds of hours that I put into writing the book, into communicating with the 17 entrepreneurs for their contribution, for then writing, because I wrote their contributions. They gave me the material, then I wrote it out, and then I sent it back to them for approval. But like every single word in this, I wrote. I wrote my book.
So good.
It's their ideas in this book, but like I put it to make it make sense in this book.
Here's a question, and then I got to share the story of how we met. How do you deal with doubts? Because I'm sure you have them. How do you deal with them?
All day, every day. I'm a human being. And that's what I say to myself, honestly. I say, you're having doubts right now. You're having some fears. You're having some imposter syndrome, like rearing its ugly head. Welcome to being a human being. Like if you didn't have those things, you'd be a robot and that'd be a pretty weird life. So, you know, whatever that might be. So just welcome to being a human being and realize I'm going to have doubts and fears. Mm. And guess what? My competition right now is succumbing to those doubts, succumbing to those fears. And because I'm accepting them and rising above them, I'm winning at an exponential level.
So good. So I got to tell the story here because I think this speaks of your character. It was 2014. I had just left my day job of being a pastor for 12 years and was going out, you know, just like the person who just asked the question, lots of fears, lots of doubts. And a gentleman named Jared Easley, remember that name?
Podcast Movement.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jared basically said, hey, listen, Carrie, you've helped me out. I want to help you out. You know, there goes that formula that you were talking about again. And he says, I know podcasters. I said, I don't. And he said, I'm going to get you on shows. And so he put out a call to his friends. You're one of them. And I get this fired up response from you. I can tell immediately you're different. So even talk about that, the subject line, the process. I mean, I get this email from you that's different from any other podcaster. How even in your email response, the length, the subject line, the word choice, is that your brand? How can people right now realize, oh my gosh, the way I send an email is my brand?
So true. So listen, I just like ask myself the question, like, am I living in my zone of fire? Like, am I waking up every day and doing what I want to be doing? And the answer is like, yes, because I love being enthusiastic about things. I love being excited about things. I love having fun. You know, I like, you know, hanging out with people. I love talking. I love listening. Like, that's just me. Like, and you know, that's who I want to portray. And that's who I want to, you know, because that's who I am. And so like, whether I'm writing, you know, an email, which by the way, now whenever I can, I'm actually using, you know, like voice messages or even doing like bomb videos, which just, you know, allows me to even like kind of be more than just, you know, words on a page. I just recognize that, hey, like, I am entrepreneurs on fire. Like, I ask people, are they prepared to ignite? I believe in the quotes, which I have in the book, from Kevin Kelly in his article, 68 Pieces of Unsolicited Advice. He wrote, being enthusiastic is worth 25 IQ points. I believe that. I really do. And guess what? Like, back when I was not a good podcast host and I wasn't like good at asking questions and I wasn't really good at anything because I was just starting, I was enthusiastic. Like, I had enthusiasm, and like that was worth something. Like, my listeners were like, this kid's got a long way to go, but man, is he trying hard? And if there's something that people can really resonate with, it's when they know that people are trying hard, especially when they're consuming free, valuable, and consistent content. And the content was valuable from day one, not because of me, but because of my amazing guests that I brought on who dropped amazing value bombs. And so I said, hey, like, I'm going to be my brand. I'm going to be on fire. Like, you know, whether, you know, it sounds corny and cheesy at times, whether it's a little over the top at times, like, oh, well, like, this is the persona that I am in person. And this is what I want to portray online as well. And like, I love when I meet people at conferences and they're just like, man, like, I just didn't really know what to expect, but you're just like the person that you sound like and you look like when I see you online. And I'm like, because it's pretty easy when you're just being you.
Ooh, we got just a few minutes left. We're going to go into some lightning round. Talk to the person who tries to be like JLD or Tony Robbins or whoever. Why is that not never going to work?
So listen, what you're seeing a lot of these days are people saying, okay, I've identified person X, Y, and Z who are having a lot of success doing these things. Let me go ahead and be a pale, weak imitation of those individuals and get the same kind of success that they're getting. And then of course, months or maybe even sometimes years go by and they kind of scratch their head. They're just like, why am I not having that type of success? Like, I am literally doing exactly what person X, Y, or Z is doing, but why are I not having that type of success, that level of success? It's because you are being a pale, weak imitation of another person. Nobody wants a pale, weak imitation of anybody else. What people want is the best version of you, and you have an amazing best version of you. You have within you an amazing and big idea. That's your big idea. You have a zone of fire that you can wake up every day and live within your zone of fire. You just have to commit to that path. And it's a scary path, Carrie. You know, it's a path that it's going to have doubts and fears because, wow, like, if I fail with my big idea, doesn't that just mean I'm 100%
rejected?
All this? No, the answer is of course not. It just means you need to tweak, you need to adjust, you need to pivot, you need to learn from that mistake and that failure and keep coming forward, but never stop being the best version of yourself.
That's so good. To put the full story back, because I got to tell the end of the story, you are really special to me, and here's why. Because I didn't have a big platform. I mean, you put me in some conversations today with some big people. Thank you very much. But you know, I mean, they're here and I'm here. At least that's what it felt like back in 2014. I had just gotten betrayed, man, by like someone who was my friend. And just, it was ugly. This person created some rumors about me. So here I was, 2014, about to launch my book, thought I had a friend, betrayal. And then you come along and say, look, here's an interview. And John, I'll never forget that. It gave me a big shot of confidence in the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. But I'll tell you what, man, I think that you are very unique in the marketplace compared to a lot of people. What can we do to give back to you? Because somebody said, I mean, you got people saying, will you be my mentor? I mean, you got people saying, you know, this was amazing today. What can we do for you? You gave to us today. You're given so many bonuses for a book purchase. Can we tell our friends about this? Can we share? Can we all tag? Imagine if everybody tagged one person who needed to hear this. What can we do, John?
So here's what I would like to end with is you need to become the best version of yourself. Because when you truly are living that world, like the stars do align, things do really start to come together for you. And when Carrie tells a story like that, the reason why I was able to help Carrie in that manner is because I was being the best version of myself. Mm. And what was that version of myself? It was a version of myself that was the true version, the real version, and one that loves what I call the ripple effect. Mm. And the ripple effect is something I'm so passionate about. It's the fact that back in 2014, just think about this. One thing that I did, you know, by bringing Carrie onto my platform, elevating him up, letting him share his message, his mission, giving him some confidence that he apparently needed at the time, you know, to continue his journey, has now led to Carrie, you know, building this amazing brand and inspiring all of these individuals who, a lot of whom have never heard of me or never will hear of Entrepreneurs on Fire. Mm. But now they're going to go off and they're going to create something amazing and do something awesome. And now those people are going to get inspired by that and go and create something amazing and awesome. And that third, fourth, fifth degree of separation, people that will never have heard of me and will never be able to trace things back. Like, I'm so thrilled with that. I call it the ripple effect. I call it the amazing opportunity for us to just have this one little ripple in the world that literally can cause an avalanche of amazingness and awesomeness, you know, days, weeks, years, decades, generations, literally generations later. And that's really what fires me up. Like, that's what I know this book is going to do for so many people. It's going to give them the confidence, the strategies, the tactics, the structure, the roadmap that they need to accomplish their version of financial freedom and fulfillment. And when we have people that are financially free and they're fulfilled and they're living their version of uncommon success, the world's a better place. The world's a better place. So the one thing that I would ask is tell a friend, somebody that you love, just tell them that this book needs to be in their life. They will trust you because you've earned their trust by being their friend, by being their loved one, by being a confidant. Tell them that this needs to be a book that they commit to. And that would be my only ask of the day.
That is a huge exchange. I mean, an hour of pure value. I love this person here who says this was extremely motivating. We got people jumping in from all over the world. Folks, I'm going to ask you to tag someone and I'm going to say, when John has a special day Tuesday, like, I know books, today's purchase before Tuesday will help him make the big list. Why do we want him to make the big list? Because we know he deserves to be on the big stage. And John, thank you so much. Kate is amazing. You are amazing. This book is a gift, and it was a very heavy honor, 480 hours, but thank you, my friend.
I love it, brother. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's just an honor to be able to be part of people's journey, and that's what I'm inspired to do.
Awesome. Tanisha, pick some winners. Anybody who said that they ordered it, you know, we got a few prizes. We'll raffle them off here. And folks, we'll follow up with an email with John's website. But again, get your book now. We know the law of diminishing intent, which is, oh, I'll get that book. And then an hour goes by, CNN comes on, constant negative news, and all of a sudden you forget the spark that you had today. So right now, get your book. John, thank you so much, my friend.
Adios, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.